Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I can't stop laughing at how poorly this interview went for MAGA's new favorite quote-unquote journalist, Nick Shirley. You're going to be shocked at how impressively unintelligent he is as a human being. Or maybe you won't be shocked. I'm sure you expect exactly this coming from somebody who supports the Republican Party, which wants to defund education and create more Nick Shirleys, create more MAGA commentators who can feed BS to the general population because they don't understand how things work. Nick Shirley's been making videos for a few years, but his recent claim to fame was exposing Somali daycare fraud, which had already been charged, prosecuted, and exposed a few years back, and then misunderstanding repeatedly how basic, fundamental things work regarding the government. I'm going to prove throughout this video that he doesn't know anything. Let's start off with this clip of Nick Shirley's recent interview with Andrew Callahan from Channel 5. Nick Shirley gets asked, "Who do you think are the most benevolent billionaires?" And Nick Shirley's response is, "What does the word benevolent mean?" He doesn't even know how to say it. He doesn't know how to say benevolent.
Who do you think are the three most benevolent billionaires?
What do you mean by the word benevolent?
Just well-intentioned, positive billionaires who you think are creating, you know, net positive societal progress.
Trump, our president. I think he's...
He definitely said Elon Musk right after this clip, but dude, you don't even know fifth grade words and you're trying to teach the general population about fraud? Speaking of Elon Musk, he had 3 months of full executive power to recommend anybody to the FBI for waste, fraud, and abuse. He recommended zero people. Elon Musk found nothing, and now he's continuing to yap and yap and yap about how there is waste, fraud, and abuse. But the thing is, it's not just Nick Shirley that is an idiot and that doesn't know how to defend his ideas. It's not just Elon Musk that doesn't know how to defend his ideas. It's essentially every single MAGA commentator that gets thrown into the arena shows, proves why Republicans want to strip education funding away. Before we return to MAGA's new favorite propagandist, Nick Shirley, because it does get worse, I want to show you another debate that happened this week with a MAGA commentator and right-wing host named Pearly. Now, Pearl thinks that women belong in the kitchen, women shouldn't be working. She has a wholly regressive worldview that just pushes the far right's narrative all the time. She took the debate stage with Anna Kasparian, who obviously does not hold those beliefs, who obviously is more a progressive, modern feminist who believes in human dignity and thinks that everybody should be equal, just normal common sense views. It got so bad at this debate that Pearly froze up, didn't know what to say, stood there, frozen, doesn't know how to defend her ideas. A lot of times people in my comment section when I do these debates ask me, "Adam, why do you waste your time talking to MAGA freaks who just lie?" And I think that that's a misunderstanding of the current media environment. These MAGA freaks lie because they can't defend their actual ideas. So I try to go in there and take a more aggressive, assertive posture, which you may have seen in some of my clips. And in doing so, we're able to create the clips, create the moments that expose to the general public how dumb these people are. This clip is Exhibit A. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below if you appreciate us punching back against the MAGA disinformation. Subscribing really helps go a long way. Let's watch this clip right here where Pearly just freezes up. It's quite awkward. Let me warn you. It's quite awkward.
Are you just making things up?
No.
Pearl, what are you doing? Like, seriously. Next question.
By the way, Pearl is quite literally freezing. You can almost see the desperation in her eyes, like the blood leaving her face and she's a little bit pale. You can almost see the desperation in her eyes. In a normal reality, I would feel bad, but this person spews so much vile and vitriol against women, mainly just women.
How many women die every year during childbirth?
Not many.
This country has the highest maternal mortality rate of any developed country, so a lot of women do die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth, yes.
Literal silence.
Pearl isn't saying anything. What?
You got this, Pearl! Come on.
All right, if you're confused at what's happened here, Anna Kasparian is an intelligent debater who knows how to, you know, make her arguments. Pearl spews a lot of right-wing vitriol and disinformation online, but has never been thrown into the arena in such a way where she actually has to defend her ideas. And this is the crux of the right-wing ideology, spewing BS with no pushback. And the moment you do get pushback, you melt down, you go silent, you freeze up, you act like a child. Donald Trump just attacks the media and claims that he never does anything wrong. They all follow that in a top-down manner. Trump has made the Republican Party dumber. And that says a lot. I would like the Republican Party in the mid-2000s obviously was shit. It was full of warmongers, neocons that don't want healthcare, that want to go and invade countries for oil. I'm not defending them at all. But there used to be like a level of decorum and intelligence in the Republican Party. And now that Donald Trump has removed it in the biggest way possible, you see that trickle downstream to all of these other people. Let's return to Nick Shirley. This clip says, how stupid is Nick Shirley? It says he tells the interviewer, Andrew Callahan, he should have covered Charlie Kirk's death more. But then Andrew Callahan says, dude, I did. I made a whole video about it. And Nick Shirley says, well, I didn't want to watch it anyways. Is this guy a child?
And the fact is, what are Somalis known for? Pirating.
Well, that's in Somalia. There's no pirates in America.
Who's stealing all the money in Minnesota?
The same as a pirate.
That is piracy.
Oh, Mr. Merriam-Webster, who couldn't pronounce benevolent, now thinks he knows what words mean.
How do you gain more trust? Well, don't be afraid to say a fact when you, or an opinion.
Even
when
if
you know.
I know that I'm dumb.
Yes. By not saying anything about the death of Charlie Kirk as well, I thought that was pretty messed up. In a way, he's somebody just like me and you who was making videos, putting it on the internet, and then people literally killed him. But I thought that was kind of messed up of you to not publicly denounce what happened to Charlie Kirk.
I did.
I never saw anything on Instagram.
What am I supposed to say?
You never shared anything.
I interviewed the guy who was debating him while it happened. And I mentioned a bunch of times that it was horrible and it represented like one of the worst pivots in American politics ever.
And I didn't even watch the interview because I didn't want to watch that.
Well, you should watch it.
I don't want to.
Why? It's historically relevant.
It is historically relevant. I did lose respect for you when you... It felt like you went silent.
Well, you should watch the video because I say some stuff in it.
He literally did not go silent. Andrew Callahan traveled to talk to Hunter Kozak, friend of the show, who was speaking to Charlie Kirk when he was shot. Hunter Kozak also asked a question to Erica Kirk a few months later, and Andrew Callahan interviewed him right away. This is so perfectly indicative of the right-wing mindset. He's saying, you didn't do that, and I'm mad at you. Andrew Callahan goes, I did do that. You just didn't watch it. And Nick Shirley goes, I don't even want to watch it. I don't even want to watch it in the first place. This is a child's mindset. And just to level with you, like, Nick Shirley is clearly just not a well-spoken person. And you know what? That's fine. The vast majority of the population is not going to be super well-spoken on camera. I do it for a living, so it's easy for me to sit here and talk down, but there's a larger problem here. It's not just that he's not well-spoken. I would never just shit on someone for not being well-spoken. It's a fundamental lack of intelligence and lack of understanding of how things work, how the government works, that is then spewed out by somebody with a big platform, with the backing of Elon Musk, with the retweets of Elon Musk, which shifts a public perception into a misinformation territory. Just for example, check this out. Nick Shirley, the right wing's new favorite quote-unquote journalist, is confused by how the most basic things work, confused about how childcare works, doesn't know how healthcare works. His work immediately falls apart. Richard Hanania wrote for Unheard, this is a pretty good portion right here, quote, from the video itself, Shirley appears to not have much understanding of how healthcare and government licensing works. At one point, while wandering through a facility of various medical providers, Shirley wonders, why would you have the same company essentially inside of the same building? He's asking, why is there room after room with the same company? What the hell? The kid has apparently never heard of a medical plaza. While visiting an office that appears to have patients in the waiting room, he asked a bewildered receptionist what their healthcare rates are. A question that no patient in the American healthcare system ever asks the provider. You don't just go up to the receptionist and say, what are the healthcare rates here? Then the question wasn't answered and he goes, this is fraud. At facilities like the ones in the video, payment is often provided through government health programs and depends upon the exact services that end up being authorized. It's not like asking for a menu in a restaurant. Shirley then finds a facility that is licensed to care for 102 children and expects to see exactly 102 children when he shows up, not understanding that this is the maximum number number they are authorized to have. When the Star Tribune went to the same place, the paper found around 50 children inside. Sometimes a limit on capacity is not just how big the building is, it's how many workers there are available at a time, how many people can be helping the children at a given time. They simply hadn't been visible from the door, the children. At another facility, Dave, who's Shirley's partner, taunts people standing outside that they might need an Amber Alert for the exact number of kids that they're licensed to care for, which in the other case was like 50-something kids. A fundamental misunderstanding of how things work is being spread to the American population en masse, and Nick Shirley is sitting there playing victim, mumbling under his breath. He can barely speak, process information. And what he says here is that he's being targeted for his work. When he's asked, how are you being targeted? He says, yeah, they're trying to debunk it. Are we effing serious here?
They came after me. They came after my family. They doxed my entire family.
How did they come after you? Be specific.
Well, they tried to come after me. They tried to debunk all my whole entire story. They then...
Who's they?
All the news.
Would you just get more CNN, specific? CNN, who within CNN?
CBS.
Who's the reporter?
I don't even know her name because she's irrelevant. Nobody knows who she is.
This guy is like trying to pry out of Nick Shirley any information that is actually relevant. And he goes, they're attacking me. How are they attacking you? By debunking my stories. Okay, who's attacking you? Well, the news is trying to come after me. This kid is not serious. Right-wing operators are not serious. And honestly, it makes me more confident in the work that we do on a daily basis. If this kid is able to create random political narratives and change people's minds, imagine the work that we can do over the next year with the team that we're building. So if you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.